Network.
So many stories out there that it's almost impossible to even cover them all in a four-hour time period. In fact, yesterday, Alex wanted to cover the fact that the Pope again called for a new world order. You know, the new world order that doesn't exist. Again. Because in 2004, the previous Pope also called for a new world order, and he had done so previously. But this time, Ratzinger's jumping on the new world order bandwagon, and now it's a new economic order. And what is this new economic order? It's a global currency under the banking elite. That's what it is. So we're going to play that clip as well. We're going to continue to go to your calls. And like I said, we're going to hit up this, it's a longer segment. We may not play it all. It's up at Prison Planet and InfoWars right now. But Niles Harriott, explaining the nanothermite that was found in the debris at the World Trade Center and how this is going global. This is all over the world now. People know. I mean, you've got the heads of the opposition party in Japan talking about 9/11 truth. You've got ex-prime ministers of Italy talking about 9/11 truth. And people waking up all over the world and in this country to 9/11 truth as well. I want to jump gears just for a second here. China babies sold for adoption. Now, is this what you want in this country? Because, again, as they become further westernized, wearing, you know, Levi jeans and drinking Coca-Cola, we further fall into their paradigm of a police state and guilty until proven innocent. One-child policies, that sort of thing. These government regulations over every facet of your life. We move towards slave labor. Do you understand? Dozens of baby girls in southern China have reportedly been taken from parents who broke family planning laws and then sold for adoption overseas. Did you hear what I said? You have too many kids, we're taking your kid, and we're making a profit. Let me repeat that. Dozens of baby girls in southern China, and remember, having a girl is frowned upon. Everybody wants a man over there. You're almost a failure if your one child is a baby girl. That's the kind of sick society that they live in. Reportedly have been taken from parents who broke family planning laws and then sold for adoption overseas. An investigation by the state-owned Southern Metropolis News found that about 80 girls in one county, 80 girls in a county, had been sold for $3,000. Can you imagine that? Someone ripping your baby out of your arms and then turning a profit of $3,000? That's what your blood is worth? That's what your humanity is worth, $3,000? I'm getting sick just talking about it. It's gross. It's out of control. It needs to be stopped. We need to flourish even further. You should have a big family. Who are you supposed to depend on when you get older? Who are you supposed to depend on in a time of need? It's your family. And that's why the globalists so desperately want to break up that unit, because they know how tight-knit it can be. The babies were taken when the parents could not pay the steep fines imposed on having too many children. Do you see what I'm saying to you? It's going to be the same thing in this country. They are going to tax you on how big your home is, what kind of car you drive, how much garbage your family produces, and of course, how large your family is. It will be a huge incentive to sterilize yourself. I know. It sounds nightmarish. It sounds impossible. They're selling babies in China that they're taking away from families because they can't pay the heavy taxes that they've imposed on them. Disgusting, sickening, outlandish reality. Reality. The real world. The one you and I live in. The one you and I breathe from. That's what they do. That's the evil of man. That is what we are capable of. Again, humanity, just like anything else, is a double edged sword. We can empower each other or we can enslave one another. And unfortunately, folks, the masses are being enslaved at this very moment, and they don't even know it, because they care about Michael Jackson dancing around like a fool, and they care about Steve McNair getting capped by his girlfriend. Folks, he's a quarterback. Who cares? I mean, give me a break. Let's get on to real news. Let's talk about auditing the Fed. Let's talk about getting rid of the give act. Let's stop this health care legislation in the Senate. There's so much work to be done. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. The stories are over at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. And before we go to this clip of Pope Ratzinger calling for a new world order, a new economic world order, if you will, I really wanted to hit this story about infotainment. Hollywood sends 3D home in video games. You know, if we weren't mesmerized and hypnotized enough by pop culture and all the crap that they put out there, get ready for the next step in television and video game technology, coming to a living room near you, 3D video games. A spate of summer blockbuster movies like Disney's Pixar, Up 20th Century Fox's Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and upcoming Disney G-Force movies have introduced moviegoers to the latest stereoscopic 3D technology. Now video games are following suit with moves to bring the third dimension home as some of the biggest names in Hollywood work on 3D video games expanding on the stories of their 3D films. Because video games are now almost a bigger industry than motion pictures, believe it or not. I mean, that's how much they sell, and they see this. And again, they want you mesmerized and hypnotized everywhere, from the movie theater to the restaurant you go to eat to definitely your living room and bedroom where you enjoy your home entertainment. Now video games are following suit with moves to bring the third dimension home as some of the biggest names in Hollywood work on 3D video games, expanding on the stories of their 3D films. Disney Interactive Studios' GeForce game for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, based on Jerry Bruckheimer, we all know about Bruckheimer, actually helping and directing the Jessica Lynch propaganda piece. Yes, that whole thing was staged. Jerry Bruckheimer helped. Looked into it yourself. Live-action 3D film featuring secret agent guinea pigs will use Anaglyph 3D, the traditional red and blue glasses from the 1950s 3D craze. And you are seeing these 3D movies all over the place, and they want to make it even beyond that. They have a new television set that they're trying to have this depth perception thing in. Go check it out for yourself. All right, let's jump to some callers, and then again at the 30 after, we're going to be playing this clip of Niles Harriet and others of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth exposing the fact that nanothermite has been found in the debris at World Trade Center. Not a shock for anybody who's listening to this program, but I'm sure there's some doubters out there. There were no explosives. Two planes could take down three buildings. You're a conspiracy theorist, Burmis. We don't like you. All right, let's go to Rob in Utah. Rob, you're on the line.
Yeah, I had a question for you concerning the NSA that was coming to Utah. Do you know anything about that or who represented that to put that in effect?
So what are they doing? They're moving their central offices into Utah? Is that what you're telling me?
According to what I've seen on your website.
Well, I mean, if it's on the website, it's got to be linked up to the DHS or the NSA webpage, because I know that the last thing I've kind of been out of the loop on daily news just because I've been in New York and I haven't been helping out with the program as much just working on my movie. But the last big news that I knew was that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was going to be engulfed into the National Security Agency and that there would be big changes. So it doesn't surprise me that they might be moving locations in order to accommodate that reconstructure of the DHS into the NSA. That's what it sounds like to me.
What are they going to do over there? Do you know what their plans are for the NSA?
I have no idea other than there's going to be a lot more domestic surveillance on people and there'll be more nightmarish police state measures. I mean, all right, you look at this drill that's coming up and it's now 2 weeks away. It's called National Level Exercise 09. Now, I'm not sure if Utah is in FEMA Region 6. I believe it's in FEMA Region 6. I know Texas and Arizona and some other states around that area are in FEMA Region 6, but they're about to run a mass drill where they take over all local government, all tribal governments, all federal government agencies, all state-run government agencies. They're going to bring in foreign troops from the UK, Canada, Mexico, and Australia, as well as private forces, to train the public how to be spied on. Basically, they're going to use all these different organizations to do a mass spying drill on the American populace and see who the extremists are, see who the domestic terrorists are, and run these massive mock drills. And it's the first drill of its kind. It's massive. It's called NLE09, and that could be part of the preparation. I'm not sure if Utah is part of that, but it very well could be. I thank you for the call, Rob. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, you're online.
Oh, yeah. Jason, you've heard about people getting fined thousands of dollars a day and run out of their home, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it's happened thousands of times just in Texas and New York. Would you like to know the name of the code they use to do this?
Let's hear it.
Okay, on paper, it's a $21 trillion scam. It's the International Property Theft Code, and it's labeled the International Property Maintenance Code. Mm-hmm. Worse than NAIS, Ecology Easements, and Eminent Domain combined.
Now, let me just stop you here. Now, this looks like something that they're going to do through this latest climate bill that they put into place. They're going to say that now they need to go into your home and make sure it's energy efficient. And if you can't make your home energy efficient, they're going to start fining you. And then if you can't pay those fines, they're going to just take your home. And they're already doing this?
Jason, it's been in plain sight since 2000. You can exquick it, okay? Now, it isn't a legitimate law passed by a legislature and signed into law. It's a code that a jurisdiction can just adopt and enforces it as if it's legitimate. Do you want a two-minute synopsis of it?
Yes, please.
Okay, the code official is the sole interpreter. Forget due process. Every day that a violation occurs is a mandatory misdemeanor, jailable and finable. Anything the code official says is not in good working order, $555 a day and or a month in jail in Charleston, West Virginia. Numbers vary with jurisdiction. Do you want examples of not in good working order?
Yes.
Sticky window, loose window, dented gutter, plugged gutter. Anything he says is an unsanitary condition. Examples, puddles, dog droppings, empty cans on your property. Same deal, $555 and or a month in jail in Charleston, West Virginia, slithering across the nation.
And what other, do you know any other counties or regions that are have
I'll tell you how to
adopted
it.
This?
Okay.
What's that?
You go to www.iccsafe.org. Repeat, www.iccsafe.org. Look mm-hmm. for adoptions. Click it, and you'll see where we know that it exists.
All right,
now,
man.
Now, wait a second. It's worse. It's only gets
okay.
worse.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you call as a noxious weed, same deal. Define noxious weed. And you only hear the worst part? Without mm-hmm. court action or notice, number one, the code official can enter and inspect your property whenever he deems as reasonable, sole mm-hmm. interpreter. Number two, he can prevent you from entering your home. Mm-hmm. Number three, he can have your house torn down with your possessions in it at your expense. Can you say Gestapo? And number four, no insurance I know of will compensate you for your losses. They can place a lien on your property, and you have to pay all the fines and demolition expenses before you can sell it. It's statewide in New York and Texas and four other states.
Oh, it's in New York, too, huh?
A statewide, iccsafe.org, that we know of.
All right, listen, man, I need you to write an article about this, and just what you told me right there.
Emails.
Well, I haven't been through the emails in a while, and I'm back on my MySpace and Facebook. But if you send to writers@infowars.com and articles@infowars.com, we will try to get that story posted because that is a very important story. I thank you for the call, Jim. We're going to jump to Kyle, Gary, Chris, and Mike in a moment. But first, I want to play this clip of the Pope once again calling for a new world order.
Pope Benedict XVI is calling for a new world financial order. In the third encyclical of his pontificate, Benedict denounced the profit-at-all-cost mentality of the globalized economy, and he lamented that greed brought about the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. The document, entitled Charity and Truth, was released just hours before the G8 summit gets underway in Italy.
We have seen the consequences of a globalization where the market has to find by itself the regulations and the rules, and we have seen the disaster that has been over the last year.
The Pontiff stressed that he is not opposed to a globalized economy, saying that if done correctly, it has unprecedented potential to redistribute wealth around the world. But he did warn if globalization continues on the current path, modern societies risk increased poverty, inequality, and further environmental damages.
I think that for sure the Pope thinks that globalization without a soul and without a link with veritas, with truth, is at a high risk.
Mark Hamrick, the Associated.
And notice that they're always trying to promote it as the more humane way. Oh, this is globalization with a soul. No, what it means is redistribution of wealth is we will probably go from the second world nation that we're turning into. Yes, we are turning into a second world nation. We can no longer afford health care. We no longer have benefits packages. We no longer make anything in this country. Turning into a second world nation, we'll have to just turn into a third world nation. And that will allow us to join with Canada and Mexico in an outward North American Union, a hard North American Union, instead of a soft North American Union. With that hard North American Union, like you said, a new economic financial order, you will get an Amero or something similar. Okay, that's another thing they're not talking about in this G8. All the headlines are about the climate bills and that kind of Nazism, which is just, again, totally promoting lies, totally promoting that carbon dioxide is killing the environment and we need to cut our emissions and that means we need to suffer even further. That's what it means. Us, Americans, United States citizens, we need to suffer. And they're going to further that agenda in Copenhagen, in Denmark, in December. But right now what they're not talking about is how upset Brazil, Russia and China are that the dollar is still the quote-unquote world reserve currency and how they want a separate world reserve currency. It was in headlines all over the place, but why is it that the mainstream media doesn't want to focus on that? Weird, huh? Very bizarre. On the other side, we're going to be playing this Al Gore invoking the spirit of Churchill for global governance clip. Before that, let's go to one more caller. Let's hit up a caller. Kyle in Hawaii. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hello. I used to be an atheist, right? But then I don't know. Now I'm sort of in the unsure category. Mm-hmm. What turned me into an atheist was looking at, like, Christianity and, I guess, the Asian religions, Buddhism and Shinto, and, like, just sort of laughing at it, looking at how stupid it looked like to me. And mm-hmm. that's how I sort of became an atheist. But now I'm sort of unsure because, like, look at it this way. If you think Jesus is real or if you think he existed, then the stuff he said was true, like, oh, there's heaven, afterlife, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. that's what sort of made me look into the atheism. But there was always a part of me that wanted spiritualism to be real, that wanted the afterlife to be real. And now, the way I looked at it was, if there is no afterlife, then nothing really matters. Like, what is this world we live in?
Well, I would disagree on that point, that if there isn't any afterlife, nothing really matters. We should still be fighting tyranny no matter what you believe happens after you die. You should be fighting for humanity on this earth. But I'm going to address that question on the other side, Kyle. I thank you for the call. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
I can certainly relate to the previous caller, you know, his disillusionment with organized religion, if you will. There's so much hypocrisy, you know, so many so many people that are in it for the money. I mean, you watch, for instance, look at Christianity. You look at all these TV evangelists. They're rocking gold necklaces. They got diamonds on their hand. That's not what Christianity is about. So it does put into your mind sometimes that this is a scam. Now, you know, I was an atheist for a while. I'm no longer an atheist, but I don't really subscribe to any type of organized religion. But what really woke me up to the fact that there is probably something else out there. And whether or not there is something else out there or this is it, that should not deter you from fighting for humanity. I want to say that it does matter what you do on this earth, no matter what. I promise you that. I promise you that. You know, we live a life here and we make big boy decisions. And from those big boy decisions, you know, come outcomes. They come whether you're going to be driving, you know, a 1976 Chevy or you're going to be driving a 2006 Honda. You know, they come whether you're going to live in a little crappy apartment or you're going to have a house one day. They come in the fact that, you know, you're going to take care of your kids and raise a family or you're going to be a deadbeat dad. Our decisions do matter. But if you look at the elite, and many of them pose themselves as, I'm a big Christian conservative. They use Jesus to their advantage. No, they're off in the woods doing the exact opposite and participating in pagan rituals. Now, if there's nothing to religion whatsoever, then why is it that the top 1% of the world are out in the woods performing pagan rituals if there's nothing to religion at all? Makes you think, doesn't it? All right, I was going to play this Al Gore clip, but it's a little too long. We're going to play it on the flip. We're also going to play this clip of Niles Harriet and others of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth exposing the nanothermite in the buildings. In the buildings. That's how they blew up, folks. That's how they took down the columns with thermite. Again, I encourage people to go check out Stephen Jones's research. It's so important. But before that, let's do a segue into that. You know, it just came out through an FOIA request 3 or 4 weeks ago that the four planes on 9/11 seem to have been shelved in a hangar somewhere for 9 months prior to the attacks. Now, this doesn't jive with the online accounts. The online accounts say that they were flying here and there. But the FOIA request, that's Freedom of Information Act request, said that none of them had flown since December of 2000. Now, magically, four planes don't fly since December of 2000, and then those are the four planes that are hijacked on 9/11? Does that pass the smell test? I don't believe it does. So, you know, if you want to go into your little wonderland of self-denial, you can. But that doesn't add up, folks. It doesn't add up that they're running drills of ramming planes into buildings on the morning of 9/11. It doesn't add up that Delta 1989 supposedly had a bomb on board. It doesn't add up that the four planes that were supposedly hijacked didn't emit hijack signals when other planes that morning did, and they weren't being hijacked. Go check out, you know, Fabled Enemies. Covers a lot of this and really, again, exposes this international intelligence op that was 9/11. All right, let's take a couple callers. Gary in Massachusetts. Gary, you're on the line.
Jason, how are you doing today?
Good.
Listen, what you just said reminds me of Nimrod in the Tower of Babel. I kind of look at these banking oligarchy folks as just a bunch of Nimrods, and it's only a matter of time before their tower crumbles. Listen, I also wanted to harp on you today about curious cloud formations and earthquakes in China and Japan and how that whole New World Order isn't coming into order the way they want with a little battle with Asia. But save that for later. Here's the big issue. Have you heard of Mike New? Mike N-E-W?
No.
Visit the website, mikenew.com.
Okay.
And seeing as Alex is a Texan, I'll share a Texan soldier story. Michael New, in October 1995, he was the only guy out of 550 soldiers who refused to wear the UN insignia, U.S. Army soldier.
I do remember him. Okay.
You know about this one?
I've heard this. I think I actually might have even seen him speak, but go ahead.
Yeah, since then, he's been fighting and fighting for years, and I just learned about his website. I would hope that we could get Ron Paul to support the Citizen Soldier Protection Act of 2009. And Mike New's questions are, when is obedience to an order treason? Can an American soldier be forced to serve a foreign power? On his website, he says, that's what's going on, that's what we're going to find out. American sovereignty hangs in the balance.
You know what? I met his father, and his father talked to me about him, and he gave me a book. I think that they wrote a book together, or he had written a book, I never did read it, I got to be honest. But he explained to me his situation, and he's correct. I mean, he should not be serving a foreign military service, a global governance service, NATO, if you will. I mean, they're the ones that have the takeover. They want to empower the UN even further so that they can legitimize this idea of global governance or a new world order. We'll be back after this with the Al Gore clip, with the AE 9/11 truth clip, and much more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This clip and continue with your calls of architects and engineers for 9/11 truth having a global impact. Let me say they got a global impact. I want to thank one of our great sponsors. It's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power: hurricanes, snow, ice storms. We had a power outage in here just before I'm getting ready to play a clip. Listeners should move toward getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You can get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source of 1,800 watts. It's an 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. It's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 5. All right, let's just get right into this clip of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth really exposing the controlled demolitions of World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center 2, and World Trade Center 7 on 9/11.
So, Professor Niels Harrit, you examined the rubble that came from the World Trade Center. What did you find in it?
Well, in there we find remains of what we characterize as a thermitic material. And this is a very energetic material which can be used either for melting iron or it can be designed as an explosive.
So what effect would the nanothermite have had on the collapse of the towers on September the 11th?
Actually, within the group of authors behind this paper, which we published in April, there are diverging opinions about what this nanothermite was used for. And in my opinion, we should not speculate in a scenario for the demolition. There's no doubt that the three towers were demolished on 9/11. But beyond that, there is very solid evidence for that some thermite has been used for melting the steel beams. We do not know if the thermite that we have found is the same thermite which has been used for melting the beams. It's very, very possible that different varieties was used, and I personally am certain that conventional explosives were used too in abundance.
And when you say in abundance, how much do you mean?
Tons. 100 tons. So many tons.
We're not just talking about nanothermite, in fact. We're talking about both nanothermite and conventional explosives used in large quantities.
Yeah, but we have not found remains or traces of conventional explosives. Actually, we have suggested and recommended to NIST, which is the National Institute of Standards and Technology, that they should look for remains or traces of explosives, and they have refused to do so every time. They have not investigated it.
And in terms of the nanothermite, the traces of which you did find, what are the possible explanations for its presence in the World Trade Center? I mean, could it have been in the airplanes? Could it have been a naturally occurring substance in any way?
Well, the two last questions or options I can definitely rule out. It cannot have come from the airplanes. And, well, if it had been there on beforehand, those who put it there, urge them to step forward and tell us how and why it got there. One thing which has been mentioned frequently in the discussion following our publication is that this could be the primer paint which was applied to the steel beams in order to prevent corrosion. And many of the ingredients are the same in terms of iron oxide, as I told you, which is the red color where you see on steel beams usually when it's protected. It's the iron oxide. So some of the chemicals in there are the same. But the composition of the primer paint used, there are two very good reasons for this not being paint, in my opinion. One is that the composition, chemical composition of the paint, primer paint used in World Trade Center, according to NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is vastly different from what we are seeing. To be specific, I say we are missing large amounts of chromium and zinc and magnesium. Next, which can be understood by everyone, is that the paint applied on the steel beams are stable to elevated temperatures. NIST did experiments with the steel beams because they wanted to use the appearance of the paint as a measure for the temperature the steel beams had been exposed to. And let me be specific. So when you heat up this steel beam at 250 degrees centigrade, it starts cracking. Now, this is because the steel expands more than the paint. So they get what they call mod cracks. And it keep on cracking until a temperature about 650 degrees, where it starts peeling off, forming scales. This continues to about 800 degrees when this scaling becomes excessive. but it does not burn. So the paint on the steel beams is stable beyond 800 degrees centigrade. Now, the stuff we have found ignites at 430 degrees centigrade. So it is not the primer paint. So what I can say is this nanothermite? Well, it quacks like a duck. It waddles like a duck. It looks like a duck. Maybe it's a duck.
Let's pull the clip right there. The other half is also posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And like he says, if it quacks like a duck, it looks like a duck, and it acts like a duck, it's probably a duck. I'm going to take a couple phone calls, and then we're going to go to this global governance Gore clip, the man who is only going to benefit even further from this latest global warming legislation that has been hoisted upon the American people and really the world populace. We're going to be the ones paying the big dividends out of this, the industrialized countries, especially the United States. Europe is also going to be... Folks, I can't even tell you how nightmarish this is and how poorly guised it is. This is about global government. I mean, when I first met Alex Jones for the first time at the first conference on 9/11 in Chicago, and I was discussing with him, what's up with this global warming? And he said, look, it's going to be used to try to get you into a worldwide carbon-based tax program and carbon credit system. I almost laughed at him. I'm like, come on, Alex, that can't be true. And I looked into it, and it is the real deal, and it is now coming to fruition, folks. It is a reality. All right, Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Have you seen the humming bot that Wired Magazine just put a video up on July 2nd?
No. Is this one of these microbots they got?
It's pretty small. It's amazingly small. It's about, I'd say, about 2 or 3 inches, I'd estimate. And it's called a hummingbot. It looks like a hummingbird, and it can hover around. They're saying how they're trying to improve upon it to stand winds, but, of course, they probably have something much more advanced.
Well, what kind of sensors does it have? Does it have a camera where it wirelessly transmits things, or is it just a data gatherer? What's the deal?
It's remote control, apparently. It has a man in a plastic enclosed room, just directing it around with a remote control right in front of him, taking off from the ground and landing and doing different things. So if a hummingbot flies into you and in the future you catch something like the H47N326 bird flu, it's because some hummingbot munching or Hot Pockets munching zit-faced drooling teen synced into an Xbox is just blowing off some steam and blowing away people for the scaremongers.
And by the way, I want to explain to people, just because they're using an Xbox controller doesn't mean it's affiliated with Xbox. Just like any piece of electronic, it's guided by software. So they just re-engineer the software to... you could actually take your Xbox controller and through a device, plug it into your computer and use it as a controller for your computer as well. So they're doing this because people are already acclimated to the Xbox-style controller. You're going to see even crazier controllers come out as it progresses. But again, they like to get you acquainted to the technology you're used to and then give you another use for that, like you said, to control a micro hummingbird apparatus. Folks, again, it's reality. We're going to hopefully play that video on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. Don't have the time today. I thank you for the call. One more call, and then we'll get to Gore. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in the fact that you were covering the climate bill that they passed in Congress earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because I contacted my two state senators in regards to
I gotta let you go, man. The dog barking is too much. I appreciate the call. Let's talk about the climate bill. It's bad news. It's the biggest tax increase in history. It's going to give them the ability to come into your home and say, you need to fix this, this, and this, and if you don't do so, we're taking it. And then we'll bulldoze the neighborhood after the whole neighborhood can't fix these problems because they're going to go into low-end housing first. Let's go to Gore and his global governance clip.
Good news from the United States. Within 1 month of taking office, President Obama secured $80 billion U.S. for renewable energy and green infrastructure. And then just 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the Waxman-Markey bill, which, for all of its flaws, does put a price on carbon and is very much a step in the right direction. It achieves real reductions below the 1990 base level by 2020. And that is the threshold that many have said, including many in China, is the threshold that will dramatically increase the prospects for success. But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways. We talked, for example,
all right, let's just stop it right there. The cat's out of the bag right there. Again, this is about global governance. Global government, a price on carbon. Folks, right now as I speak to you, carbon dioxide is oozing from my body. I must be bad because I'm hurting the environment. And remember, the propaganda has been enormous. And towards your children, I'm seeing go green everywhere. I'm seeing green vehicle parking spots at malls and Walmarts. They are pushing this agenda on an entirely new level. And this, if this was really about cleaning up the environment, truly, you know, maybe we should stop putting fluoride and mercury in the water. Maybe. Maybe stop putting psychotropic drugs in the water. It's been found all over the place. Just Google it. Maybe we were doing that sort of thing, I'd be for it. But when we're going to make Al Gore rich and promote global governance and, you know, again, promote a carbon credit tax system for the way we live, yeah, I'm against that. Call me kooky. Let's go to Tim, or no, we're on, yeah, we're on Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, JB, I got a few brain droppings for you here. First, the International Property Maintenance Code.
Yes.
You don't have to go any further than your own local city hall to find those laws already on the books. I have a notice to abate that I managed to obtain from my local city hall, and there's one sentence in there that says, further, please be advised, the 2006 International Property Maintenance Code, section PM 302.4, provides what a property owner's requirements are with respect to exterior property areas as follows, and then goes into it. I'll spare you that, but it's already on the books in the local level. Now, if I
I'm with you, man. I mean, it's nightmarish. I mean, I want that guy to do the article at Writers at InfoWars or Articles at InfoWars. I think that they're going to further that agenda with this climate bill, and they're going to create their little, you know, city year youth corps, and there'll probably be different flavors of it, but they'll have the environmental cops too, and they're going to tell you how bad you are and how you need to fix your home. And like I said, most people won't be able to rewire their whole home up to standards, so they're just going to take it.
Quickly, could I change gears to this S-909, the free speech bill that they're trying to attach to the defense authorization bill and push through next week?
Sure thing.
Do you remember last June when Mike Reagan went on the air calling for, I forget who it was, to be shot?
Yeah, Mark Dice to be shot,
Mark
and all
Dice.
9/11
yeah,
truthers to be shot
Dice
also.
Thing, yeah. And he went did on his radio show. And you remember just the year before, I mean, how Imus was crucified for what he says.
Yeah. And
if Reagan calls for murder, he gets away with it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the new America, sir. Michael Reagan is part of that false left-right paradigm. He can just tell people that he'll pay for the bullets, and he wants to see somebody fired upon on a firing squad, and that's A-OK in the new America. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Davis in Wisconsin. Davis, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Glad to hear you back.
Oh, thank you.
I saw your Fabled Enemies online, and then I bought your movie and many of Alex Jones's documentaries also.
Excelente.
I'd like to honor more as a sponsor because I think you guys are the best news out there that cost the airwaves anywhere. So.
Well, thank you.
Including, you know, ABC, CBS. I wish those wages could go to you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. Without those networks, we wouldn't have our news wires because at times they do tell the truth. At times they do reveal a story, but they never play up the big stories. They never play up the big parts. They'll mention it in passing, and then they'll give it a positive spin, like, oh, this climate bill is going to stop global warming. It's a positive thing. They don't want to talk about how it's the highest tax increase, you know, ever. on the American populace. They don't want to talk about it being about global governance, although Al Gore will do so at a conference. In fact, I thank you for the call, Davis. I do have to jump. I want to thank one more sponsor before we go to the break. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today to see what new technology can do for you and your family. It's supernaturalsilver.com. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. So on the other side, I'm going to try to take these last few calls, do a wrap-up of the entire show. I mean, we talked about the guy who is in a July 4th parade, has Infowars.com on the side of his car. What happens? The signs get ripped down. He's arrested. And then they said that he hit two people with his car. Again, folks, if he hit two people with his car, they would have charged him with assault. They did not charge him with assault. Okay, or attempted murder. I mean, if he was really trying to run somebody down, manslaughter, attempted murder, obviously nobody got hurt. Obviously, it was people jumping on the top of his car trying to assault him. And, you know, the guy had his tape recorder out the entire time. Are we going to see that tape? Or are the jackboots just going to erase it and say, stay in jail, boy? We don't want to know that 9/11 was an inside job. Those Arabs are bad. I like shooting brown people. Don't you understand? What's theirs is ours. We run the show here. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Remember, if you missed any of the program, we got it running 24/7 over at Infowars.com, or you can pick up the podcast at PrisonPlanet.com. Back after this final segment, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We'll be right back.
as more people than ever can't pay their loans, are behind on their bills. The FDIC is ready to shut down banks all over the place. We're giving unprecedented powers to the Federal Reserve. They're trying to block auditing the Fed and the Senate. So much going on, so much relevance to talk about. And what's the media still focusing on? Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Didn't you love the Thriller album, Burmese? I did love the Thriller album when I was 8. I mean, come on. Let's grow up. Let's be adults. And let's take some final calls. Ken in Nebraska, you're on the line. Yes, Ken.
For Alex. You know, here in Nebraska, a lot of things that Alex talks about doesn't seem like it doesn't apply here, but we do have the Nebraska Army National Guard building here in town, and I drove by there almost every day, and I really never paid any attention. But the sign out front has been changed. It used to be a chemical division.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the 192nd Law and Order Detachment.
Oh. Now, so what do you think, that they're getting ready for some civil disobedience? Some troops on the street?
Certainly looks to me like it. I mean, you know, martial law's coming, and they know they're going to need something to enforce it.
Well, you know, I don't know about Nebraska, but our last caller from Wisconsin, they literally ruled in local state government that it was okay for police officers to put a GPS on somebody's car, track and trace them, and that's not stalking. They don't have to have probable cause. They don't have to have a warrant. It's okay to just track and trace somebody you think is a criminal. So to me, this country has gone to hell, and they are integrating troops into our lives more and more. Remember, they're here to help us. The National Guard's here to help us. And I saw them out on July 4th weekend in New York. I mean, there is no shame anymore, and they want a police state, and the way to do that is to do it incrementally and start bringing in the National Guard, which the people are somewhat accustomed to seeing during a disaster, to see on a regular basis. So keep your eye out and give us updates. I thank you for the call, Ken. Let's go to Josh in Michigan. Josh, you're on the line.
Hey, what's happening? What is happening, Jason? Great show.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, I got a couple things I think everyone can benefit from when talking about our cause.
Mm-hmm.
First is we have to appeal to the wants and desires of human beings, and here's how we do it. I'll get right into the meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking to someone about any topic, you tell them, man, I'm so happy to be talking to someone who's actually can understand me. Because out of everybody, only half of the entire world is capable of understanding us, and only half of them can even follow or even desires to understand us. So we're only dealing with 25% of the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to be talking to you right now is a great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go from there on to any topic. Believe me, the people will be much more open versus just coming right out.
I agree, man. The way I always do it is I feel somebody out first. Let me give you an example in these final couple minutes, and I thank you for the call. I am in the local bar, the only bar in my town in Fort Plain. And I'm there because my buddy is waiting to get his jacket. He's borrowing a jacket for this wedding. We're going. It's a Thursday afternoon. And I sit there and I start talking about the chief of police situation that I discussed earlier. And from there, all of a sudden, I'm talking to this guy about the police state and the shadow government. And he knows about some of this stuff, but he doesn't know about all of it. So I say, hey, I've got a copy of my latest movie in the car. I'll go grab that for you. I go grab it for him. Turns out he's the photographer at the wedding. So I see him 2 days later, and he grabs my arm. And he's like, man, that movie was incredible. I can't believe that. I had no idea about the majority of that stuff. And I admire what you're doing. And you just keep on doing it. And he gave that to his friends, his family, and they're watching it this week. So you can have an effect. You can open minds. You just need the tools. And the tools are to be a human being, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go check it out at InfoWars right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.